News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got some breaking news here. A story that just came out on WHNT's website, Channel News, News Channel 19. A new poll has been done that it was just released, I guess like in the last hour. New poll conducted, I believe, on behalf of, let's see who did this, on behalf of WHNT, I think it was. Anyway, the bottom line is this. We got a poll in the two major statewide races. Now, you know, take polls with a grain of salt. This poll has what's known as a 3.6% margin of error, meaning plus or minus 3.6. So you can add numbers, take away numbers. That's what they factor. They polled 1,000 people statewide. And right now they say that in the U.S. Senate race, they show a bit of a change. Right now we've got, where'd it go? Katie Britt with 32%. Mike Durant with 26%. Mo Brooks at 25%. With 14% undecided. That 14% is going to make a huge difference. Now, we still also have three other candidates whose names don't typically go beyond a couple of points each. Lily Boddy and somebody, I've forgotten the other two. But anyway, the bottom line is those percentages are obviously going to go somewhere after the election next week because there's going to be a runoff in this race. So right now, the polls are consistently showing Katie Britt in the lead, although not by much. So if Mike Durant is at 26 and there's a 3.6% margin of error, well, then that shows Durant in striking distance of Britt right now. It also says that in tying for number two, which is the, you know, basically there's going to be a runoff, it's going to be the top two. So tying for number two means you get past next week, you're in the runoff. Durant and Brooks are only 1 point apart in this particular poll. That means they're absolutely within the margin of error for each other. So it's a horse race, y'all. This is going to be a close race, and we won't know until next week. The candidates are out there working hard, and we'll see how it goes. Now, this same poll also did the governor's race. And in the race for governor, I'm going to tell you right now, once again, 3.6% margin of error, and Kay Ivey, according to this poll, does not have a plurality. If this continues the way it is right now, my prediction will hold, and she will be in a runoff as well. So right now, in this particular poll, her numbers have dropped slightly. She shows herself at 46%, needing to get 50-plus to be able to skip the runoff. So with 46% in Kay Ivey's favor, the next two are who you would imagine. Tim James is at 18%, Lindy Blanchard at 11%, Lou Burdett at 7%. 15% are still undecided. 15%. So 15% of Republican voters are still undecided. And I'm just going to tell you, that's amazing to me. Not that they're undecided, just that we've got an incumbent governor, a Republican, who will tout studies that say that she's very popular, and yet she has drawn a huge field of viable candidates who are sitting in, you know, position to take her to a runoff. You've got, by the way, you've got, if you think about it, you've got the incumbent governor facing down her top two opponents that are in double digits themselves. I mean, I recognize they're far behind in terms of these numbers, but they're in double digits. So here's what you got to consider about in this Republican race or this governor's race. In the governor's race, if she's at 46%, that means that the remaining percentage is either undecided or choosing not to vote for her already. Okay. So that means you've got, let's say Tim James winds up being number two, and they go to a runoff. At that point, what happens? Does Lindy Blanchard then swing her support behind him? If that's the case, then potentially he could suddenly have 29%. And then what happens with Lou Burdett? Does he swing his support behind Tim James also? That would put him at 36%. And then you've got the undecideds that are still out there, and then you still got things like Dean Odell and others. It's amazing. Listen, I got a call that I'll take real quick right before we go to the break. So I got Lee from Huntsville on line three. Hey, Lee, I got about a minute here. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'll go quick then. I wanted to comment on the Senate race numbers and say that I'm not surprised, but I think that either camp, Durant or Mo Brooks, they need to get together to vote against Katie Britt. And the reason I say that is if you've seen the amount of mailers, I don't know about you, but I'm getting a new mailer in my mailbox every single day for Brit, and the amount of money that they have to be pouring into this campaign is mind-boggling.
It really is.
And I have to question this seat. You know, it's like they're trying to buy the seat. And I feel like that Durant or Brooks, of course a Brooks supporter, but, you know, just to be clear. But I think that either would be better. That's my opinion. And on the governor's race, Kay Ivey's response to COVID is the reason why she's not blowing this out of the water. Her response was tepid. She was scared. She's older. So she had a scared, cautious approach to COVID, where most people in this state wanted a strong approach like DeSantis in Florida.
Yeah.
And she did not provide that. And I think she is trailing because of that. It's not that people don't like her. They just didn't like her response.
Hey, Lee, we're up against a break. Great call. Thank you so much for your commentary. Appreciate that very much. All right, folks, that's commentary. If you want to call in, you're welcome to it. 866-494-9866. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.